Okay, so this week we have Parshas Vayakhel, and for the second time, now we start our second round of the Mishkan discussion. But in addition to having the second round of the Mishkan discussion, we also have the second round of our Shabbos discussion. Well, not just the second round of our Shabbos discussion, it's, I think, the fifth round of Shabbos discussion in Shmos. But just within the context of the Mishkan discussion, it is the second time we talk about it. And Chazal pick up on the connection, not just juxtaposition in the text between Shabbos and the Mishkan, but they draw many halachic and hashgafic points from the conjunction of the two, right? And especially based on this week's parsha, many of the primary rules for Shabbos are learned from the Mishkan, both the 39 Malachos, as the Gemara says in Shabbos Memtes, as well as the guiding principles of Shabbos, Malachos Machsheves. We learn from the Mishkan that it has to be artisanal work, it has to be expert work, as the Gemara says in Chagiga Daf Yod. And the question then becomes, why is it, right? What did Chazal see, besides for the juxtaposition of Shabbos to the Mishkan? What does it teach us conceptually that we... The kugel is here, Mayor. Okay, we'll give you a piece. What does it teach us that Shabbos and the Mishkan are derived from each other? And Chazal, in addition to the 39 Malachot and Melechas Machshevet, they learn many other things down to tiny little details. The Gemara in Sukkah and Erevin learns the height of the Rishuyos for Shabbos and the Amavui, right, the alleyways for the Halachos of Erevin, from, or at least attempts to, from the Heichal, and we learn that from Sukkah as well. And the parallels continue.
Kugel.
That's right. And it seems that the connection goes as follows. And this is a point that I heard many times from Moi V'Rabbi, Erev Lachonzin, Hareini Kafaras Mishkavo, but many have developed it as well. Heschel develops it in his book, The Sabbath. And that is that it seems that the Psukim are trying to make the point that Shabbos and the Mishkan are conceptually the same thing. As the way Rav Aaron used to phrase it was that Shabbos is the Mishkan in time, and the Mishkan is the Shabbos in space. And that both of them are the same yesod. That in order to sanctify space generally, in order to sanctify time generally, you need to cut out a portion in space and a portion in time that you devote wholeheartedly to Hashem. And if you do that, through that, you're able to sanctify the rest of the week, the rest of space. And Chazal are picking up on this juxtaposition between the two and arguing that that it's not just that they happen to be linked, but that conceptually, in many ways, they're the same thing. Now, not just that they're the same thing, but the way Chazal understands the reiteration of Shabbos in Vayakhel, and even many of the Pashtunim take it this way, the Ibn Ezra, for example, is that Moshe is telling the Jewish people that Shabbos is so important that even the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan, cannot be Docha Shabbos. So it's not just teaching you that there are two models of Kedusha, the Shabbos of Kedushas Hazman and the Mishkan of Kedushas Makom, but that Shabbos came first and is the more important one.
Excuse me,
right?
It trumps it.
Oy. But yes, sure, it trumps it. Oy. Oy, I don't really want to use that phrase. It's been poisoned. But it beats it, right? It takes precedence over Kedushas Makom, right? In the Lashon of Chazal, it's Kedusha V'kayma. It's sanctified since Sheishes Yimei Breishes. And therefore, it overrides the Chiv to build the Mishkan. Now, more than that, the reason that seems to be true is that it seems that building the Mishkan, and we discussed this, I think, Parshas Truma, when I gave Parshas Gugel and Parshas Truma, it seems that in many ways the Mishkan is meant to parallel Briyas HaOlam. And we noted that, as Chazal point out in the Midrashim, many of the things God does when he creates the world. The Jewish people do when they create the Mishkan, right? There's three separations in both places: the separation of light and darkness, the separation of water, and the separation of the water from earth. And in the Mishkan, you have three separations: from the Chatzer into the Kodesh, from the Kodesh Kodesh Kodeshim, from the Chatzer out, right, to outside the Beis HaMikdash. There's these three partitions. The language used is the same. Malacha, besides for appearing in Shabbos and in the Mishkan, appears in creation, where those are the three times that you have it. So it seems that it's not just that it overrides it, but that it fits with that model, that the Jewish people are supposed to create a Mishkan which parallels the creation of the world. And just like Hashem stopped for Shabbos, so we stop the creation of the Mishkan for Shabbos. And if you look at the language of the Pesukim, it even makes it sound that way. Right? And it, right, Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'Nisro Vayomar Lehem, Eila Dvarim, Asher Tziva Hashem, La'aso Sosam, Sheishimim Tasem, La'achav Yom HaShviyeh, Elohem Kodesh, Asher Vason La'Hashem, Kol Osev, Vom Malacha Yumas, Ozar Eish B'chol Moshe, Zichem Yom HaShabbos. And the Pesukim say, right, that by resting from building the Mishkan, you are oseh the Shabbat. You make the Shabbat. Now that's a weird language, except it happens to be the same language that is described when Hashem makes Shabbat. It's not that He rests, so to speak. It's that by resting, He creates a new entity. He creates Shabbos, which is the Kedushas Hazman, and we rest on Shabbos to create Shabbos, and in our process of creating the Mishkan, which is parallel to the creation of the world. So when you take it all together, it seems to, right, just emphasize the themes that we already noted, that the Mishkan is this recreation of the world, so to speak, or our creation of a place for God in this world, which parallels His creation of us in creation. And the notion of them, the idea of them, is the same, that there's a necessity to create a Kedushas Makom and a Kedushas Man, and that's reflected in the juxtaposition of the Parashio, and it's also reflected in the juxtaposition and in the conceptual link between the two. But it goes farther than that. And as we noted, right, the Mishkan is, and the building of the Mishkan is repeated in detail here in Vayakel Pekudei, as is Shabbos, but it's not repeated haphazardly. It's actually repeated in a very structured way. And from the beginning of Parashas Truma to the end of Parashas Pekudei, we have a huge literary structure known as a chiasm. Now, a chiasm is an ABCBA structure, right? An X structure, that's where it comes from, right? The Greek chi, right? Key, right? The X, right? Where you, right, the first and last element are the same, the second to first and the second to last are the same, and the middle element is the center. And by studying the chiasm, you end up, right, teaching something about the that which is in the middle. And if you follow it, so you have the building of the Mishkan on the outside. We won't get into the details of how it plays on the middle, but you have the building of the Mishkan on the outside, and then you have Shabbos at the end of the building of the Mishkan, right, at the beginning of Parshas Ki Tisa, which is after Truma Tetzaveh, and then the beginning of Parshas Vayakel before the building of the Mishkan, and then in the middle, what do you have? The Egel. Right? You have this horrible incident called the Egel, smack in the middle in Parshas Ki Tisa. And if you look at the middle, so Parshas Ki Tisa is the story, the Egel is the story of, right, besides obviously the Egel, but what is the import of the Egel? What? Right, meaning that comes to it. But what does that show? Right, that why do we need the second Luchot? Because it was the breaking of the Brit and the reforging of a new Brit, right? The second Luchot, that we, right, we broke our first covenant with God. Moshe shatters the symbol of that covenant, the ksuba, so to speak, of that relationship. He shatters it, and we have to rebuild the relationship. And the whole middle story is, how do you rebuild a relationship? Right? You go from one Brit, we sin, we made a mistake, but we rebuild the Brit. So the center of this chiasm, the story of the Egel, is the story of how do you build and rebuild a covenant with God. Now,
sorry, what's the middle of the second?
What?
Of the second set? What is the middle of the second set?
Well, one big chiasm with the Egel in the middle. Right, you have Shabbos on both sides, and then Mishkan on both sides. Right, the Egel is the middle. Now we can go in. If we didn't have 15 minutes, we could go inside. Right. But without going inside, we have the whole Egel story, which is the story of creation of Brit. But now, if you take the chiasm, so that tells you, okay, but why is this story of the breaking and recreation of Brit bracketed by Shabbos on the inner, right, the B point on the chiasm, and the Mishkan on the A point of the chiasm? Well, the answer seems to be pretty simple, because Shabbos is, as the Torah says over and over, right, we look at Kitisa, right, the last time we had this, the first half of the chiasm, right, these psukim we know very well, of Vishamru, right, that we do it, it is an osi, Beinu Uvein Bnei Yisrael, right, it's a symbol of our covenant between us and God, right? So you have on the right bracket on the two sides Shabbos, which is itself a symbol of the covenant we have with God, and the Mishkan on the two sides is the place in which we meet God, right? It's the place which is focused around the Aron, around the Ohel Moed, the place V'no'adti Lecha Shama, where Hashem speaks to us. Right, so it's not just that Shabbos is bracketed on the two sides, and the Mishkan is bracketed on the two sides, and that Shabbos and the Mishkan are connected because Kedushas HaZman and Kedushas HaMakom are related. By framing the parsha the way you do, it teaches you something else about the meta structure, which is the point of having a Kedushas HaMakom and a Kedushas HaZman is not so simply you have sanctity in the world and sanctity in time, but the key elements in creating a Brit, in forging our relationship with God, is successfully sanctifying time and successfully sanctifying space. Right? So it's not just enough to have the middle story of the breaking of the Brit and the question of how do we reforge the Brit. You also need to have the story of, right, what, you know, not sort of the earth-shattering story of the Egel and the right going back up to Har Sinai to get more to get another set of luchot, but the details of how do you, in a regular context or on a consistent basis, maintain and intensify that covenant, the relationship expressed by that covenant. And the answer to that question is Shabbos, is Kedushas HaZman, and right, and Mishkan, Kedushas HaMakom, is recognizing that you need to carve out a space and time in your life devoted only to God, from which you can then sanctify the rest of the week and the rest of space. You're done with the kugel? Wonderful.
He's offering you.
Thank you, Mayor. So, right, if we take it all together and we look at sort of the meta structure here of Truma Tzedakah. One second, Mayor. Almost done. We're almost done, Mayor. Okay, we're almost done, Mayor. If you take the metastructure of Truma, Tetzaveh, Kitisa, Vayakel, Pekudei, and you take the chiasm, and you take the Shabbos in the B spot, and the Mishkan in the A spot of the chiasm, and the Egel in the middle, the story of the destruction and recreation of the Brit, and again, I think the idea you get is that that the goal, the ultimate goal, is to create their relationship with God. The way we do it is through Kedushas HaZman, through recognizing we have to sanctify time and space. And as we noted, that both Shabbos and the Mishkan are not just random recreate, you know, Kedusha HaZman and Makom, but a recreation of Bereishis, because God had created a space for us in the world to have a relationship with us. And when that failed, so we got a second chance where we got to create a space for Him, which is modeled after that space He once created for us. And taken all together, so our ultimate goal is to forge that Brit by inviting God into our lives, both in time and in space, and being able to sanctify both of them. So I think al regalachas, that's sort of the meta structure of these five parshas. Of course, there's a lot more in the details, but then we wouldn't have 15 minutes over kugel before Shabbos to discuss it. Good Shabbos.